This recording, Quebec 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the hitchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered heather. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. And Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm born in a small town south of Quebec City, an hour south of Quebec City, a French-speaking place, and I moved to Quebec where I did study publicity. I worked into public relations, then completely changed my mind and learned to work as a hairdresser, and then left everything. I moved to London in the UK for a year, met amazing people there. I love London, very inspiring city, great friends I had there that I love to go and visit sometimes. But I got fed up to work there, so I moved to Brazil for a few months, where it's great to recharge your battery. You know, you got the sun, you got the... We went camping, cycling, bathing in waterfalls, snorkeling as well with the very colorful fish. So, yeah, Brazil is amazing. I got to learn the language as well over there a little bit. Then moved back to Montreal. Now I've been here for 4 years. So, working as a translator, hairdresser, and I'm acting too, and getting some acting classes, like some clarification classes.